yes, I like it. But then when I was younger, I used to help my husband, but not anymore. That's not for me anymore. I love the first snowstorm. Love it.
But when you're inside.
When I'm inside and when I don't have to clean the snow.
Yeah.
But then after Christmas, I don't want to see the snow anymore.
That point, like, where's the springtime?
It is, and it looks like a long way to go in January, February, or March. But the winter is another experience that you have to live it to understand what it is.
Because yeah.
I can't tell my family about how it's winter and how it is, but they don't put it together. One of my sisters said, "Oh, I love the cold weather." Because you love the cold weather here in Costa Rica, that you put a sweater and then you feel comfortable. But that sweater that you are wearing right now is nothing. Nothing.
You're in
heavy, heavy sweaters, more than
gloves, hand warmers. Gloves,
yeah. And even like that, sometimes you are freezing. So that's why they cannot put it together. They don't know.
I live here and I'm always cold.
Always cold.
Always cold.
That's why when my family wants to come here, and I said to them, "You can come here any moment. Yeah, I love to have my family in my house. But I do not advise you to come in the winter. I do not. My nieces and nephews are young. So they are stronger with the weather. So they have been here and they enjoy because they go, they do some winter sports. So they go
ski.
Yeah, one of my sisters. So I don't invite them in. I mean, they can come, but I advise not to come in the winter.
And now that you're free.
I am free.
What are you going to do next?
First, I am zero. I don't want to get any stress. My plan is my husband and I are building a house in Costa Rica.
Wonderful.
So we are going to be there in the winter. Winter and part of spring and then here. So we are going to, it's a combination of both.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because
sounds like a good plan.
As I mentioned before, I love this country. It is in my heart, and I love my aunt. So thank you, Lord. I can be now in both. And also because I had the freedom to do it. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm retired, so I can do it. That has been also my dream always, spend the winters in Costa Rica and the rest of the year here. But I couldn't. If I was working here, I couldn't do it. But now I am more free.
Nice. Yes. And I've heard you mention before, you're saying now that you're going to spend some time in Costa Rica, you want to look for a quetzal?
Quetzal?
Quetzal.
Quetzal. Oh, of course. I love those birds. Quetzal are so beautiful. I never have seen one. Never. Personally. I see it in pictures. Because when I was living in Costa Rica, the quetzal was almost in extinction. So, and then, but now they reproduce. So there are many, even my brother told me that sometimes they come to his house, the trees in his house.
Cool. I've seen pictures. They look incredible. The
beautiful.
Brilliant green. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the long, long, long feathers. Yeah. That's amazing. I would love to see one. So hopefully now.
Good luck finding one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm looking forward.
Great.
I love those birds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. It has been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hope you all enjoyed this interview. And so as always, I'm just going to include a little poll at the end. So if you have an answer, please respond to my email at lmontero23@stalux.org. And this month's poll is going to be, what is your favorite kind of dog?
Oh, Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel, like Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
No.
It's one of it's a cartoon by Disney, but one of my favorites as a kid.
Oh, really?
We would always play Lady and the Tramp. This is about, it's a romance, but it's about these two dogs. One of them's kind of this fancy dog, and one of them's a stray.
Uh-huh, okay.
And there's a rat.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
The bad guy's a rat. And looking back, it's like, it's a cute movie.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I might. Now I'm interested in watching the movie. Okay.
Well, thank you. And thank you to anybody who's listening. Thank you for your interest.
Very
and see you next time.
Okay.